Hi everyone. Today we'll be starting a new book and we'll be looking at 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 through 9. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with his blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. All right, so 1 Peter is written by the Apostle Peter, of course, and it is written to people, his audience. They were enduring suffering and persecution for their faith. They're going through some hard times, and this is this theme of enduring, persevering in light of suffering or persecution. It's hinted at here, right? It's kind of, you can kind of see it here in just the passage that we read. In verse 6, it talks about grieved by various trials. And then in verse 7 talks about being like tested, right? Tested by fire, even like tested genuineness of your faith, right? It's repeated there. They're going through difficult times here. And so when we think about 1 Peter then, as we go through it, this is what we notice, right? And part of it is like, how do we get through these hard times? How do we go through suffering and persecution? Now, one thing we should note is that the people that Peter are writing to, they're not necessarily just going through hard times in that, like, they're suffering. They're being persecuted for their faith. And to be honest, few of us really understand that kind of persecution or suffering. At least I know I don't think I understand it fully. I don't understand what Peter's original audience was going through. And even today, right, Christianity is not necessarily looked upon that favorably today, but it's not quite the persecution that Peter's audience was suffering through. But having said that, this passage does give us some ideas of what it looks like or what it means or how to follow Jesus in spite of difficult times, in spite of different trials. And so in this passage, after his introduction, Peter starts with saying, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Blessed be, like, God, right? Praise God is how he starts. And now, why does he say that? He says, praise God because we have been born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He's basically praise God for the good news of this gospel. And the way he talks about this here is that it's new life, right? He says that we're born again to a living hope. Being born again means not maybe what it means typically in this country, right? In terms of talking about Christianity, but being born again is new life. It's rebirth. And what he says is that we're born again to a living hope. There's a hope that we have, but it's not just a future hope like, oh, one day I'll go to heaven and then everything will be fine. But it's alive now. It's a living hope. There's a future hope, but there's a living and present hope because we have salvation, because we have been born again, because we have been made new. Now, towards the end of this passage, Peter talks about joy, right? He's talking about rejoicing with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, right? And in verse 6, he even says, like, in this you rejoice, like rejoicing over the gospel, the good news of Jesus. Now, if you think about going through hard times or persecution even, joy isn't exactly the first thing on our minds, right? That isn't exactly where our minds would go. But Peter reminds his audience of this, right? You have a joy in your hearts, an inexpressible joy, maybe, within your own hearts. And how do you get there, right? When you're going through tough times, how do you have joy in the midst of suffering, persecution, trials, struggles? Because one thing is, this is not a command. This is not a command to be joyful in hard times. Because you know what? You can't fake your way to joy. And you can't just force happy thoughts upon your mind and everything is all better. I mean, it's a little better to be optimistic than pessimistic and through hard times, but you can't just fake your way into that. The only way that you can have joy in the midst of those trials and struggles is you have to be born again. You have to be reborn. Your whole life needs to be transformed and changed. And this is what Peter is pointing to in this passage, right? When he's saying, blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus. He's caused us to be born again, living hope, and all these other things he talks about, this inheritance, right? Being guarded, even this being testing, right? All of this is the work of God upon our lives, transforming us and changing us. When we recognize that this is what we have, that this is what the good news is that our lives are reborn, transformed, and changed, then we don't even see the trials as just trials anymore. But there are times where we can be tested. There's times where it can be revealed even more, the goodness of Jesus, and we're pushing aside some of the chaff, the things that don't lead us towards Jesus. And so, you know, for all of us, for our church, for just like for the entire world, really, over the past year of COVID, we've been through a time of testing, right? A times of struggle and trials. But if we have Jesus, there's a joy. There's joy because we know that we've been born again. That it's not about, our joy is not grounded in our circumstances, how much money we have, how often we see people, although that's nice. Our joy is founded in the transformation that we have through Jesus, through the love and the fellowship that we have with God. And if you've been lacking joy, the solution is not do more things that make you happy. The solution is be with Jesus. Know the salvation and the goodness of Jesus. Be born again. Allow God to work in our lives and our hearts. And we're going to keep thinking about this and talking about this as we go through 1 Peter. But let's pray. Let's pray for ourselves that we will experience more of the good news of God, and that will lead us to joy. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you for this word, and we thank you for all that you have done for us. We have been born again to a living hope. That this hope is for today. It's for right now. And we pray that as we experience this, that you will transform us and change us and move in our hearts, God. Move us closer and closer to you, Jesus. Bless us, God. Speak through us through your word as we go through 1 Peter. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray.